أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful and all praise be to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds and peace and blessings be upon His final messenger, our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome back to our heroes. For tonight, our hero is Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Atiq al-Khazraji. He's from the tribe of al-Khazraj. And just to understand how our hero tonight did a great job for Islam and for all Muslims. And we need to go back a little bit to learn about the environment in around Medina, especially after the Battle of the Trench. We were talking about the Battle of the Trench of Al-Khandaq, Al-Ahzab, and we learned how Jews and the hypocrites and disbelievers gathered themselves together and they surround the Medina to kill Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his companions. And for tonight, we will have something related to the Battle of Al-Ahzab or the Battle of the Trench. And when we look at the two tribes, the most companions, they were living in Medina, which is the tribe of Al-Aws and the tribe of Al-Khazraj. Al-Aws wal-Khazraj. And Al-Aws wal-Khazraj, they were competing with each other as two horses running in the track for the race. When any tribe of them did something good for the Islam or for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, another tribe, they must do same thing or even more. And just to give you a hint that the tribe of Al-Aws, they killed Ka'b ibn al-Ashraf. The most bad people among the entire Jews, which is Ka'b ibn al-Ashraf, and then another person, his name, Salam ibn Abi al-Huqayq. And those two people, they are from Jews, and they did a lot of bad things against Islam, especially against Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Ka'b ibn al-Ashraf, he abused Islam and even Muslims by his tongue. He used to say, poetry, and he abused Islam and Muslims a lot by his tongue. And Salam ibn Abi al-Haqiq or ibn Abi al-Huqayq, he helped disbelievers financially to destroy Medina in the Battle of the Trench. And these two people, they did a lot of bad actions against the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And the tribe of Al-Aws, they killed Ka'b ibn al-Ashraf. And we will have one episode, inshallah, to explain how Sayyiduna Muhammad ibn Maslama killed Ka'b ibn al-Ashraf. But our hero tonight, Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Atiq, we will see how he did good job to kill the another bad person used to abuse Islam and Muslims a lot. And he was among the Jews of Khaybar. Ka'b ibn al-Ashraf, he was among the Jews of Bani al-Nadir. We have a lot of tribes in among Jews, the Bani Nadir, Bani Quraiza, Bani Qaynuqa, Yahud Khaybar, a lot of them. And they used to live with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Medina, in Holy City. But they broke their promise with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is why he forced them to go out of Medina, and he drove them out of Medina because the bad plan that they had to kill Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and to kill Muslims in Medina. Our hero tonight, Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Atiq. I repeat the name so many times for our children and our brothers and sisters to memorize his name, because he's among the companions has less famous. They used to stay in the shadows. This is our theme, the shadows, about the companions. They used to stay under the shade. Not a lot of people recognize them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with all of them. Allahumma ameen. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Atiq, he is from the tribe of Al-Khazraj. And like I mentioned, when the tribe of Al-Aws killed Ka'b ibn al-Ashraf after the battle of Badr, and now the turn for the tribe of Al-Khazraj. And they went to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they recommended for him, we are able to kill Salam ibn Abi al-Huqayq. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was happy with the suggestion that they gave to him, because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he couldn't do anything against Salam ibn Abi al-Haqiq or Abu Rafi' ibn Abi al-Huqayq, because they used to live inside the fortress, and they have the big fans around their hisn, and no one is allowed to enter into their place without permission. And this is, you know, a very secure area for them. No one is allowed to enter or to leave their place without passing by the checkpoint or the guards. They surround their place. And Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Atiq, he used to talk in the same language. He used to speak Hebrew, like the language of Jews. And his mom, the nursing mom, or the breastfeeding mom, she is living in the same place with Salam ibn Abi al-Huqayq. And he told the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, give me permission, I will go to kill him, and I will come back to give you glad tidings. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him permission, and he select other four companions from the tribe of Al-Khazraj. Remember, we have Al-Khazraj and we have Al-Aws wal-Khazraj. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam assigned him as a leader for this group, five people, and he is the leader for them. And they walked from Medina, from Al-Masjid al-Nabawi in Medina, to Khaybar, almost 65 kilometers, and almost maybe 35 miles walking. And they went over there and came back within 12 days. They used to walk during the night, and they used to stay or hide themselves, like to for anyone to figure out that they have a bad plan against Salam ibn Abi al-Huqayq. When they arrived near to the fortress, and Sayyiduna Abdullah told his friends, stay here and I will go. And I forgot to mention that the hisn, or the place that Jews used to live inside this place, they opened the gate at morning and at evening only. When the people take their cattle and their animals and go outside to make shipper for their cattle or for their cows or camels, and they leave at morning, And they came back at evening in the time for sunset. And Sayyidina Abdullah told his friends, stay away and I will go with the people in the time, because it was crowded. It was rush hour for all people. They need to go inside the fortress before sunset because they gonna lock the gate. And like I mentioned, he learned how to speak Hebrew like them. And he went with the people, he lined up with the people. And when he come close to the gate, he sit on the side of the place, look like he's using the bathroom. And he cover his face with his garment. And this was a normal way for Arabs, because Arabs, Benansar has a lot of dust and turab and reeh ta'khud al-turab. And they used to cover their faces and their mouths and their nose. And he covered his face. And it's normal. No one has suspicion about him, because most of people, they used to make like this, especially the shepherds, the one who taking care of the sheep and the camels. And it's normal for them. And he was sitting in one side of the place, and the guard told him, oh, Abdullah, he didn't mention his name. This is the word when you call somebody else to say, oh, Abdullah, or the slave of Allah, or the servant of Allah. Are you willing to enter, or because I will close the gate? And he jumped and he entered inside the fortress. And he narrating the story by himself, radiallahu anhu arda. And he say, when I enter, and the guard or the bodyguard, he took the keys and he hung them on the nail of the wall, just put them next the gate, because you know they might change the shift. You know, he's working as a security for the fortress, but it might be somebody else to open the gate at morning. And just he hung the keys of the gate near to the gates. And Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Atiq was sitting. He hid himself because it become dark and dark and dark, and there is no light. You know, everybody has a small lantern at his house, and when they go to sleep, they turn it off. It will be very dark after a few hours. And he said, I was looking to figure out, you know, the roads of the fortress and how to go in and how to go out. And after a few hours, after everybody went into his house, and there is no crowd anymore, there is no voices on the streets. And he said, he took the keys and he unlocked the gate. He has the plan now. He unlocked the gate because when he killed Salam ibn Abi al-Huqayq and the gate is open, he can run away before anybody catching him. And he said, I did my research to figure out where is the palace or the house of Salam ibn Abi al-Huqayq. And I found it. And I looked at the upper level of his house. I saw some people, he has some guests, and I was waiting until they finish and they left, and he went into his place for sleep. And I enter, he has his palace, and there is a big fence around his house, and he opened the gate. When he entered inside the garden, inside the his backyard, he locked the door from inside. Why? He said, because if he raise his voice to ask people for help, they will take time to open the door. Now I will not leave him until I kill him, because he used to abuse Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He used to help, you know, disbelievers from Mecca, from Ghatafan. They used to help them financially, and they used to call them out, come to kill Muhammad and I will support you. And he collected a lot of fighters, you know, for the battle of the trench. If you remember, two days ago we were talking about Ghazwat al-Khandaq, and he was the one among the people that they called disbelievers, and they gathered them together. And now Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Atiq, he entered into the garden around the palace of Salam ibn Abi al-Huqayq. And he opened the second door when he entered. When you look at the houses of rich people, they have the fans around the place, and they have another door inside, and they might have another door for the house. And this is, more security for them. And Sayyiduna Abdullah, when he opened the first gate, and he locked it from inside, because no one will be able to help if the Salam called out for help. And he entered for the second door, and he locked it from inside. And he climbed the stairs to the upper level for his house. And he said, it was so dark. And I forgot to mention, Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Atiq, he had some problem in his vision. He cannot see clearly, especially during the night. And we will see how he will deal with the situation with the perfect way. And when he entered into the room, and he said, I found everybody sleeping together. His children with his wife and the Salam ibn Abi al-Huqayq. And Sayyidina Abdullah, he couldn't recognize him. And he said, and he called him with his nickname. The only close friend knows about his nickname. His nickname, Abu Rafi'. And Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Atiq, he called him, Ya Aba Rafi', O Aba Rafi'. And Salam ibn Abi al-Huqayq, he respond back, who's this? And Sayyidina Abdullah, he called him out to recognize his place, because Prophet Muhammad advised them, when he gave them permission, it's not allowed to kill a woman or a child. Only you are allowed to kill the certain person, which is Salam ibn Abi al-Huqayq. And Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Atiq, he said, I called his nickname to figure out where is he. And he responded back and he said, who's this? And Sayyidina Abdullah hit him with his sword, but it wasn't strong enough to kill him. And Sayyidina Abdullah, when he figured out that Salam ibn Abi al-Huqayq did not get killed, and he ran away from the room. When he ran away, he hit the lintel, and he said, I took the lintel and I threw it away, because if somebody wake up and he will put the fire into the lintel, and they will find me easily. But I took it, I threw it away. No hope for anyone to see in that moment. And he came back after a few minutes. He changed his voice and he said, what's going on, Aba Haqiq? Or Aba Rafi'. And he said, ثَقَلَتْكَ أُمُّكَ هُنَاكَ مَنْ هُوَ بِالْبَيْتِ يُرِيدُ قَتْلِي. You have no mother. There is somebody in my house wants to kill me. And he said, I recognize where is he exactly. And I hit him the second time, and he dropped on the floor. And I took my sword, I put in his chest, and I pushed very hard until I heard that his bones was broken. And he took his sword and he went. In that time, his wife walked up, and she was screaming, asking for help. And Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Atiq, he went out from his house, say, oh, we need help, we need help. Just calling, especially in their language. And he looked like he's a member of the family, and he is going outside to ask people for help. Actually, he's running away to go outside of the fortress. Subhanallah, it's amazing technique that Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Atiq had. And when he was going down from the stairs, he thought that he reached the floor, but he wasn't close to the floor. When he jumped, he broke his leg. Because I mentioned that he had problem in his vision. He cannot see clearly during the night. And he was plinking and he tied his leg with his shawl, with the place that Arabs used to put on their heads, covering their heads from the heat of the sun. And he went out for his friends. The other four friends were waiting for him, and they didn't know that he killed already Salam ibn Abi al-Huqayq. And when he reached his friends outside of the fortress, and they hide themselves in the small creek near to the gate, because they knew the people will go out to look for the one who killed their leader, Salam ibn Abi al-Huqayq. And they stay for the rest of the night inside the small creek, small river near to the gate of the fortress. Subhanallah. And they hide themselves. And the people really, they went out of the place, look for the person who killed their leader. But they couldn't find anyone. And they return back to the place. And they announce at morning that Salam ibn Abi al-Huqayq get killed during the night. In that time, they feel much, much better that they assure that they did the mission that the Prophet Muhammad gave to them. And they carried up Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Atiq because he was injured. He broke his leg when he was going out of the house, and they carried him. And they went back to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They spent 12 days in this mission. They go in 6 days and they came back again to Medina in other 6 days. They took long time because, like I mentioned, they used to walk during the night and they used to hide themselves during the days, because if somebody figure out about this group and they have a plan, they will not be able to complete their mission that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave them. When they arrive into Medina and they went to the Masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was delivering the speech, and he looked at their faces and he said, "Aflahat al-wujuh." These faces are successful. Subhanallah. He recognized, because they were smiling. When you did something good, you can see your face as a mirror to tell people that you did something, you will be proud of it. And the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them, "Aflahat al-wujuh." You know, these faces are succeed. And after that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recognized that Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Atiq, he broke his leg. And he told him, stretch your leg in front of me. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did supplication and wipe up his leg. And Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Atiq, he said, I felt that I never ever had injured in my leg before. Subhanallah. His leg become a normal leg like before, even more. And this is, it was in the year of six years after migration of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, only 1 year after the Battle of Trench, the Battle of Al-Khandaq, Ghazwatul Ahzab, كان مقتل سلام ابن أبي الحقيق or أبو رافع ابن أبي الحقيق وقتله بطلنا الليلة وهو سيدنا عبد الله ابن عتيق الخزرجي من قبيلة الخزرج. بعثه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مع أربعة من قبيلة الخزرج يقتلوا سلام ابن أبي الحقيق، كما أن قبيلة الأوس قتلوا كعب ابن الأشرف بقيادة سيدنا محمد ابن مسلمة، وسنفرد له حلقة مميزة نعرف فيها كيف قتل سيدنا محمد ابن مسلمة كعب ابن الأشرف، يعني من أعدى أعداء الإسلام. فكان هذان الرجلان وهو كعب بن الأشرف وسلام ابن أبي الحقيق كان من أعدى أعداء الإسلام والمسلمين، اجتمعت فيهما كل الخصال الذميمة، واجتمع فيهما كل الخبث الذي تفرق في غيرهما. ولذا يعني سر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بقتل هذين الصنمين اللذان كان يكنان كل العداوة للإسلام والمسلمين، خصوصا لحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. فهذا سلام هذا دبر مكيدة لأن يلقي حجرا على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من فوق السطح، يعني حتى يرديه قتيلا، لكن الله أرسل جبريل عليه السلام يخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن هؤلاء اليهود يريدون قتلك. يعني to conclude my episode today that سلام ابن أبي الحقيق هذا he had a plan to kill Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. One day Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم was standing near to the wall and he climbed above the house and he has a big rock. He wants to kill Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, but Allah sent down Jibreel عليه السلام to warn Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, those people, they have a plan to kill you. You need to go away from this place. And to see how those two people used to hate Islam, used to hate Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. And this is why Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم assigned سيدنا عبد الله بن عتيق to kill one of them, which is سلام ابن أبي الحقيق. And he assigned another person from another tribe, which is Al-Aws, سيدنا محمد بن مسلمة, to kill كعب بن الأشرف. And this is what we have today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help all of us out to learn about our heroes, our companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help all of us out to imitate them and to do like they used to do, to defend the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to defend the messenger of Allah, our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help all of us to stay firm in our religion. Allahumma ameen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وجزاكم الله خيرا وإلى لقاء آخر إن شاء الله. أترككم في رعاية الله وأمنه، فسلام الله عليكم ورحمته وبركاته.